It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. He sung the earth goodwill to men, from hands, O gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Israel through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled. Still their handy music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wings. Sounds the blessed angels sing.
Come down to the manger, see the little stranger, wrapped in swaddling, lo, the Prince of Peace. The wheels start turning, torches start burning, and the pole of the wise men journey from the east. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. But this must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on the hillside, flock abide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. People, so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. Oh, this must be Christmas, must be tonight. Saw it with my own eyes, written up in the skies. But why a simple herdsman such as I? And then it came to pass. He was born at last. Right below the stars that shine on high. So much joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Be tonight. Oh, be it tonight.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Winter star up in the sky, looking down on earth tonight. How I wonder, do you see the way your light has guided me? For you were there when he was born, on that first Christmas morn. You led three kings to Bethlehem, and you still lead us to him. 'Cause you're the light of love and peace, shining bright for the world to see. Home, winter star. I remember as a child, keeping warm by the fire, and there you were on the tree, keeping watch over me. 'Cause you're the light of love and peace, shining bright for the world to see. And when the nights get cold and dark, you lead us home, winter star. Winter star, you lead us home. Winter star, you lead us home. Winter star.
Thank you.
born in Bethlehem. I heard from heaven today, a baby born in Bethlehem. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh my weary soul. I heard from heaven today.
The wise men looked and they followed a star. I heard from heaven today. The wise men looked and they followed a star. I heard from heaven today. Today, there's a bell ringing in another bright world. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, my weary soul. I heard from heaven today. Hurry on, oh, my weary soul. I heard from heaven today.
Joyful and trying.
us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Everyone, please be seated. For those of you wondering, my name is Michael Bruce, and I am the new priest here at St. James Westminster. I've been here since August, and this is my first Christmas Eve with this community, and it is so exciting, and I am so thrilled to welcome all of you here to this beautiful service, to this beautiful place, in this beautiful, beautiful city. I'm from Saskatchewan. There's snow. There's no snow here. I'm okay with that. But welcome to this service. For some of our younger members and our Young at Heart members, if you're feeling the need to distract yourself with some coloring, we've got a table over on the side here. Please feel free to make use of that at any point during the service. And if somebody is crying or if somebody's not too happy, don't worry about it. The manger wasn't exactly a quiet place either with all those animals around. We can worship God wherever we're at. At one point during the service, I'm going to invite the younger people and the young at heart as well, or parents, to come up and to stand around the altar as we celebrate the Eucharist. For Anglicans and for many Christians, the Eucharist is at the heart of what we do when we gather together. And so I would love if the younger people would like to come closer and take a look at all the shiny silver and the fun things that we do up there and to really celebrate this as a community. So with that, welcome and Merry Christmas. And I'm so glad that you're here.
On a night long ago in Bethlehem, so the Bible story tells us,
Jesus Christ was born.
Under the light of one especially bright star, Jesus, the light of the world, came to the humble and to the wise. In a plain and simple manger, baby Jesus was laid. Animals gathered all around,
guarding him through the night.
Wrapped in a mother's embrace and a father's care,
Jesus slept in peace.
Tonight, we sing with the angels
and welcome him into our hearts with joy.
Jesus, child of God, son of Mary, born long ago in poverty and simplicity, be born again in us this night, that through us the world may know the wonder of your love. Amen.
In a manger wrapped around in darkness, cries a tiny voice, cries a tiny voice. Christ born among us, Christ born among us. Rejoice, rejoice. In a manger wrapped around in darkness, cries a tiny voice, cries a tiny voice. Christ born among us, Christ born
God with us, love shine, your moment has come.
In the dark of the womb you waited, bathed in the balm of the star you rest. Into a world sorely in need of your light, you are born. When you knock on the door looking for room, may we welcome you.
Like the angel messengers, call us to share your good news with those who are poor, excluded, and afraid. The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness cannot prevent.
The lover of heaven has come to earth. The call of Christ begins with a baby's cry. We light the Christ candle, may it light the way.
On an ordinary day, in an ordinary time, in an ordinary place, in a small village called Nazareth, God sent the angel Gabriel to bring a big message to an ordinary young woman named Mary.
Greetings, good morning, and God be with you. God is with you. She was completely surprised, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You are going to have a baby, a son, and call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will rule forever. There will be no end to his kingdom. Mary said to the angel, but how? Gabriel smiled and answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy Son of God. And did you know that your old cousin Elizabeth is going to have a baby too? Nothing you see is impossible with God. And Mary said, yes, I see it all now. Yes, I'm ready to serve. Yes, let it be just as you say.
Not so much of an ordinary day after all. Mary and Joseph waited and got ready to welcome their little baby boy.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they say that his name was Jesus. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh yes, believer. Oh yes, believer. He come from the glory.
Waiting seemed to go both fast and slow, filled with days of plans for the new baby, special visits, shared hopes and dreams and prayers.
And just when the time was so near, Emperor Caesar Augustus commanded that all the people in the land travel to their hometown to be counted. This meant that Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town. Even though the baby would come soon, Mary went too.
It was so crowded, people everywhere, no room anywhere.
And then the waiting was over. Mary gave birth to a son. She wrapped him tightly and laid him in a manger, a feed box in a stable, the only place they could find.
The angel sang when the baby was born. The angel sang when the baby was born. The angel sang when the baby was born and proclaimed him the Savior Jesus. Oh yeah.
now, in the nearby fields, there were shepherds camping and taking turns watching over their sheep. It was lonely, cold, and dark. And suddenly, an angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed and shone around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Good news, great joy, something wonderful, marvelous, and awesome has happened, something for everyone, everywhere. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped up snug and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels, angels, and more angels, singing and singing and singing, "Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. Peace, peace, peace to all creation and all creatures."
As quickly and suddenly as they had arrived, the angels left the shepherds surrounded in a warmth and a darkness that was filled with stars, stars and more stars. "Wow, wow, wow! Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God is showing us." They ran and they ran and they ran and they ran and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. "Aw," they said, "sweet," they cooed. "Welcome, welcome, welcome, little one." They counted his tiny fingers and toes. They stroked his silky dark hair. They gazed into his eyes, small and bright, dark and mysterious, like the night sky. And in those eyes, they saw their own faces shining right back at them. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about the child. Everyone, everywhere was amazed.
The shepherds returned to their flocks and fields, singing and cheering and praising, praising and praising God for everything they saw and heard. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. Mary was filled with quiet joy and wonder as she and Joseph grew in love for one another and baby Jesus. And Jesus would be raised in love to be the lover of all people.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they say that his name was Jesus. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. Oh yes, believer. Oh yes, believer. He come from the glory.
Together we pray. Dear God, on this
holy night,
we thank you for the birth of your Son, Jesus, and we pray for the courage of Mary, the loyalty of Joseph, the peace of the angels, the energy of the shepherds, the curiosity of the animals, and the love of the child, that we might shine like stars to lead people to the light of your Son. Amen.
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the light of the world, let us pray with thankful hearts. The lights and flowers and decorations in church and in our homes express our thanks to you, Lord, for coming to this world in person. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. The world Jesus was born into was the world we know. Thank you for being prepared to face the dangers and risks of human mistakes in order to show us how to love. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. We remember all the times when we haven't been kind, thoughtful, or loving ourselves. And we thank you that in your love for us, you forgive us and show us the way. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. We remember those who find Christmas to be a sad or lonely season. We remember those for whom it brings up difficult memories or anxieties. Through good times and bad times, you are always with us. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. We remember the blessings of this past year and all the good that you have enabled us to do for the experiences that have taught us patience and compassion for others. On this Christmas Eve, we all say, thank you, God. Gracious God, accept the prayers we offer you this night. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
Jesus.
So Jerry and Laura are going through the congregation, inviting anyone who'd like to come up and gather around the table. We are going to share in a very special and spiritual thing here tonight, and you are most welcome to gather around. Yeah, absolutely. So on the table, we've got some very special things set up. We have a beautiful silver cup, and inside is wine. And we've got another beautiful silver cup, but inside is bread. Have you ever seen anybody put bread in a cup before? No, that's a little weird. But the church does weird things sometimes, and that's okay. This is a beautiful celebration. How many people do you think were involved in making bread like this? I think a lot. You had farmers that needed to grow the wheat, right, Mary? Mary's husband is a farmer. So he had to grow the wheat that made the bread. You had to grind the wheat into flour. Then you had to bake the bread, and then the bread had to be shipped to somebody. Lots and lots of people were involved in making this bread. And so it becomes a symbol for us, a symbol meaning something that makes us think about bigger things, of all the people that have worked hard to make this. And just like the wine, too, you needed a farmer to grow the vines and somebody to press the grapes and all these things. So what's on the table right now symbolizes all the work of humans and working really hard. And what we're going to do now is we're going to offer them up to God. God's going to do something very special, bless them, and then give them back to us. And I think that's really wonderful because God often gives what we give God and blesses it and then gives it back around to the world around us. So pretty special. So we're going to say a prayer over the gifts of bread and wine. So let's do that right now. Let us pray. Source of light and goodness, accept all that we offer you on this joyful feast. May we grow up in him who unites our lives to yours, for he is Lord now and forever. Amen. So now I need to ask permission from everybody out there if it's okay to do the special prayers over this. And I do that in a fancy way. I say this to them. I say, "The Lord be with you."
Also with you.
We're on a good start. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Nobody said not to do that, so we're doing well. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Why? Why is it right to give our thanks and praise? Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and to sing your praise. And we say together, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and showed us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. Why do we share this bread and this wine? On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and broke it and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for remembrance of me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this wine, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit to change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. How do we follow Jesus Christ?
Just send me here.
Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now with James and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ, the strength of the Spirit today and forever. Amen. And do you guys know the Lord's Prayer? This is the prayer that Jesus himself taught us to pray. So let's pray it together. It goes like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay, let's go back and sit with our grown-ups, and we're going to make a line, and people are going to come up and have this special bread and wine that we just blessed. Jesus, come among us. Be known to us in the breaking of the bread. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
the first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. And by the light of that same star, poor Bethlehem, it country far, to seek for a king, it must the intent, and to rule the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Night, holy night. us, Lord, at thy birth.
Let us pray. Holy One, whose word has come among us in Jesus, the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith shine in our hearts and direct our words and deeds through him who is the Christ the Lord. Amen. And may the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you this Christmas and always. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's creation begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Merry Christmas.
She named him, my Lord. What did she name him? Oh, my Lord. What did she name him, my Lord? The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Named him baby Jesus, my Lord. Named him baby Jesus, oh, my Lord. Named him baby Jesus, my Lord. The people the train has gone. Where did she lay him, my Lord? Where did she lay him? Oh, my Lord. Where did she lay him, my Lord? The people keep coming, but the train has gone. Laid him in a manger, my Lord. Laid him in a manger, oh, my Lord. Laid him in a manger, my Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone.
had a baby, my Lord. Mary had a baby, oh my Lord. Mary had a baby, my Lord. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. The people keep coming, but the train has gone. The people keep coming, but the train has gone.